on. It is Halloween week, so we figured we'd do some scary segments this week, and we found the two scariest guys we know. We've got the folks from the Hudson Horror Show with us this morning. Chris and Sean, welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
How's it going?
All right. Now, you guys are doing the big Hudson Horror Show on December 12th. We'll talk a little bit about that
In
a bit. But we asked these guys, Robin, to come up with their five scariest movie monsters of all time.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the list here, and I got to tell you, you guys nailed it on a few of these, but I don't know something. Like, number five, you guys put the Knights Templar from the movie The Tombs of the Blind Dead. What the hell is that?
it's a Spanish horror film series from the 70s.
Subtitled? Because that's really scary to me.
Well, yeah. You can watch it subbed or subtitled or dubbed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're sort of like zombie creatures with swords, and they listen for your heartbeat. And then they either stab you or drink your blood, depending on which version you're watching.
Oh, really?
But yeah, there was four of them that were made in the 70s.
Now, what makes them so scary, though?
The fact that they listen for your heartbeat, and that the scarier you are, the easier they can find you, because they're blind.
Yeah.
They had their eyes ripped out, and they were burned alive, and they came back as these sort of reanimated burnt up corpses with swords.
You would think if they had the power to come back, they would have the power to give themselves sight.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way, Robin.
You come think.
On. Sorry.
All right, so that's cool. I like that. That's an obscure one. Now, for number four, you've got a three-way tie.
Yes, that's for the classic slasher genre.
Oh, so the slasher. So you got Jason, Michael, and Leatherface.
Yes. Yeah, they're all pretty equal. Sean's got the stats on who's killed the most people.
Well, I was surprised to hear Jason, over the course of the 12 movies, 167 kills.
Wow. Yeah.
That's very impressive.
That's a lot. Yeah. Even I was impressed.
Who's Michael?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Halloween.
Sorry, I don't know him on a first name basis.
We had to include them because those are two of the movies that were shown.
Right. Yeah, Hudson Horror.
Friday the 13th Part 2 and Halloween Part 2, so...
Yeah, that's gonna
be
a cool
head-to-head matchup between them at our show.
And to me, they're you know, much more scarier than, say, Freddy Krueger, who, you know, snaps the one-liners and always have a conversation.
I do have to talk to you a little bit about Freddy Krueger, because that's like number one on my list.
Oh, really?
Growing up in the 80s,
okay.
I just had a personal experience watching the movie and I was flipped out. So for me, like, Freddy is the scary.
Wow. He's way down on the kill list, though.
Yeah. Really? I'll tell you my number one after we're done with this.
Okay.
All right. So let's keep the list going. Number three, you have Alien.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Absolutely. Just one of the scariest creatures, I think, ever. Again, another, a character that will not talk to you like, say, Freddy Krueger or guy from Silence of the Lambs. It's just it's an killing machine with acid for blood. They have the different forms, you know, the scene with John Hurt when he rips out of the stomach.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
You know,
of
that
course.
Dinner, so
yeah.
It's now, pretty scary stuff.
Speaking of ripping out of the chest, at number two, you have The Thing.
Yes.
The John Carpenter version of The Thing. Now, this is terrifying, The Thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally
because
terrifying.
It's total anonymity.
Yeah.
Your best friend could be turned. You don't know. You're sitting in a room with them. And then the fact that they based that movie up in Antarctica, where you can't go outside.
Yeah. Now, explain a little bit of the plot, because, Robin, I don't know if you've seen The Thing.
I haven't seen The Thing.
Oh,
I don't think.
It's a classic,
Maybe
Robin.
I have.
It's so it takes place like in Antarctica. They find this
in
thing,
in Antarctica,
right?
Yeah, they uncover an alien ship out in a block of ice. It starts where the Norwegian crew that found it chasing down a dog. They're like, why are they trying to kill this dog? They bring the dog in. And the dog starts transforming everybody without anybody knowing. And
then it's so, but he looks, he could be, it could
it's
be
an exact
it
replica.
Could be right.
It could be me. And then
and
all of a sudden, the
know.
Thing like kind of comes out. Like, there's that one scene where like the thing pops out of the guy's chest, and Kurt Russell tries to kill it with the flamethrower. Oh my God, it's terrifying! The scary looking head that's like out of the body, and then the guy's head falls off,
you know,
and it turns into
I
a spider.
Oh, it's
Whoa.
Great!
Yeah,
it's some of the best special effects ever.
Familiar.
It's very scary.
Yeah, the special effects even hold up today.
Oh, yeah,
like if you watch them today, it's like it's pretty cool the way they did that.
Pretty gory stuff.
All right, I'll give you the thing. Now, number one was a surprise to me, but then when I thought about it, I think you guys are dead on. Number one scariest movie monster of all time, Jaws.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because, now, why Jaws?
Because we could go in the ocean and get eaten by a shark, whereas the Thing coming from outer space or even the Templar Knights, it's kind of a stretch.
Yeah.
But people do get eaten by sharks every year. I mean, Shark Week is like the biggest thing on TV every summer. So, yeah. That's
pretty. Yeah, because it's so realistic.
It's real. Yeah, it's real.
Listen, I get scared in my pool sometimes.
Do you want to know what mine is? For the same reason.
Go ahead.
It's the little girl from The Bad Seed.
Oh,
wow.
Did you
that's
ever
a classic.
See The Bad Seed?
Sure.
That's scary, right?
That, Killer Kids is a whole is a whole subgenre. Yeah, that's definitely
Village
scary.
Don't get me started on Chucky either.
Well, that's another good one.
All right, so I figured we'd open up the phone lines this morning. We have the listeners call in and tell us what their scariest movie monster is, the thing that terrified them the most growing up. Watching movies. Maybe we have you guys chime in on that.
Sure.
All right. So we'll open up the phone lines. 471-WPDH is the number. 471-9734. You know, with Halloween approaching, let us know the scariest movie monster to you. We're talking scary movies. We got the guys from the Hudson Horror Show here, Chris and Sean. They've been sharing their scariest guys from movies. And we got Jaws at number one, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's something about these like more realistic characters that really freak people out.
That too, and also the you know, the voiceless, the silent killer to me is always scarier than, you know, say a Freddy Krueger who's going to talk you before.
I know you keep riding me about this Freddy Krueger.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was young. I was
okay.
It was terrifying to me. Freddy Krueger.
You're impressionable. It's all right.
we got a lot of people calling up. WPDA. Who's this?
Dan from Middleton.
All right, Dan. What's the scariest movie monster?
Hi, this is going to sound a little strange, but my girlfriend makes fun of me for it. But when I was a little kid, the scariest thing I ever saw was Michael Jackson in Thriller.
You know what? A lot of other little kids were very scared of that, too.
I was born in 1990, so when I first saw that, I was only a couple years old. It freaked me out, man.
Yeah, I remember that being terrifying.
Yeah,
he looks
pretty good in the makeup as a zombie. He's quite scary. Yeah. And he's the werewolf
he
also looks really
werewolf,
good.
Holy crap.
Now, who did the directing for Thrill? Was that was someone famous?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was John Landis, who did American Werewolf in London. He also did Animal House and Blues Brothers, and yeah, he did a great job on that video. And then at the end, he's the werewolf looks awesome. Rob Bottin, who's won Academy Awards for his special effects makeup work, did the effects on Michael Jackson's Thriller, and it looks great.
He worked on The Thing as well.
Yeah.
All the effects from The Thing.
Well, there you go. So that's why. All right. Let's go to the phones some more. WPDH, who's this?
Hey, good morning. My name is Walter, and I'm calling from Washington.
All right, Walter, to you, what is the scariest movie monster?
Oh, it had to be The Blob.
The Blob.
That was on our short list.
Yeah.
That was on our short list because that is all
the original or the remake?
Yeah. What's that?
The original or the remake?
The original where, like, you know, like the actors didn't know how to get away from the thing. It was running to the telephone booth. And they're running to the telephone booth like it's going to save them. And that's funny because they don't have telephone booths anymore.
That's true. That's because they didn't work. The Blob ate them all up.
That's a classic.
WPDH, who's this?
Hi, it's Lisa.
All right, Lisa, what's the scariest movie monster to you? It. Oh.
Oh, the clowns.
Wow. Another clown hater. Yeah.
When I saw Stephen King's It, I was an adult for the first time. And I'm telling you, I was at work. I had to have somebody walk me to my car. I was freaked out.
Now, what are you doing watching movies at work? How do I get that job?
We're in a group home, so, yeah.
All right. WPDH, who's this?
It's Peter.
Peter, all right, we'll give you the final word. What's the scariest movie monster to you?
There is not a doubt in my mind that the scariest movie monster was Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Ah, yes.
That was
on Sean's list.
Yeah. I want to pump it. I mean,
I'm 51. I saw that at home on cable TV by myself when it first came out on cable. I couldn't be alone in my house for months after that movie.
Yes, the power of Christ compels you.
Yes.
All right, thanks, man. Now, we can go on and on and on. You can share yours on our Facebook page. Just click through from WPDH.com. But I want to talk a little bit about this this big horror show that you have. And this is the 12th one, right?
Yep, this is our 12th all-day festival here in Poughkeepsie.
Now, I'm just looking at the list of the movies. You know, you mentioned earlier you got Halloween 2, Friday the 13th Part 2. Now, the big one, The Warriors.
Right, The Warriors.
That's awesome you guys are showing The Warriors. One of my favorite movies of all
time. It's a five-star classic. Yeah, of course, not a horror movie, but we do horror and exploitation films. And everything is off vintage 35 millimeter film prints.
Yeah. Now, the Warriors, they just had some sort of anniversary.
Yes. Yep. Down in Coney Island. They had thousands of people, and they did show the movie, but they did not show it off film. They showed a DVD or a Blu-ray.
You're serious?
Yep.
They did?
So, that's so, what
but you guys have the actual film.
We have an
film
actual print. Film print, yep.
Which is cool. It's Which a great way to see it.
A very rare thing to see nowadays.
Yeah, of course, starring local Terrence Mikus.
Yes, who we actually reached out to, and we're just waiting to confirm if he can make an appearance or not.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. He hasn't gotten back to us either, so in quite some time. But we'll see if we can put in a good word for
sure.
it. Bobby Welber's friends with him. So.
Oh, okay.
But, okay, you also have Demonoid. I don't know if I've heard of Demonoid.
Demonoid is also known as Messenger of Death, starring Stuart Whitman. It's about a possessed hand. It's a Mexican horror movie that's absolutely terrible, but you know, we enjoy bad movies.
Bad movies. Yeah.
So we're showing that. We're also showing Stunt Rock, which is a totally insane movie about a stuntman and a heavy metal band in the 70s.
Kind of like Jackass.
Oh, really?
But from the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
It's totally insane. And then we were doing a mystery movie as well.
And you're going to do like trailers, and you got all sorts
trailers,
of vendors. Like this is like a whole festival going on, right?
It's an all-day thing. It's a 12-hour show. We have vendors. And even if you don't want to come to the movies or you can't get a ticket, just come to the show if you want to shop the vendors. You do not need a ticket to come look at the DVDs and T-shirts and comic books and everything else we have for sale.
Right. Will the snack area be open?
Yeah, the snack area is definitely open. Again, whether you have a ticket or not, you can get by the hot buttery popcorn.
There you go. All the details are up at the website. It's HudsonHorror.com. Advance tickets are just $33 for like the whole thing.
That's
a great deal just to go see all these classic movies.
We try and keep it as low priced as possible. You know, we're on two screens now. We sold out one, and there's a few tickets left for one of the theaters. So.
All wow.
Right. So there you go.
Good
try to check them out. It's going to be Saturday, December 12th, right at the Empire South Hills 8 at the South Hills Mall. And again, HudsonHorror.com for all the details. Guys, we love it when you stop by. Thanks so much.
Thanks
so much for having
us. All right, we'll talk to you soon.